today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. I feel that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Today's the day. Let's live it up.
Everybody just pump.
It is motivation time on Good Day. We have lots of different ways of motivating you every day. It's 7 after the hour, Tuesday, the 5th of July. On the radio is Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and a man who deals with results and reality. When you care enough, remember the old hallmark, when you care enough
to send the very best.
When you care enough to help yourself the very best way, you'll call on Uri Geller. It's kind of like when you need help. What was the, what's the old, one of the great standard comic book characters? I'm trying to remember who it is. When you
Daredevil.
Need help. Who is it?
Daredevil.
The Daredevil. When you need help, I can actually see you playing that role. I could see you in one of those tight suits.
Me too, actually. Hi, Uri.
But by the way, the weather in England is amazing. It's actually hot. The sun is up there, and now that we cut down the trees, Doug, our friends, all
what
our
trees?
Cows,
what trees? What trees? Wait a minute. What trees did you cut down?
Well, there were some Lelendai trees, and by the way, Lelendai trees are trees that families have a row about, neighbors go to court about. They are trees that grow out of control. And they, break the fences and they go under a foundation.
Yeah, big, thick trunks and they grow all over the big, thick, heavy
driveway and your porch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anyhow, the views are amazing now and we're doing some refurbishment. And Doug, let's face it, I'm sure that all of your beautiful guests will agree that the kitchen is the most important focal point in the house because that's where we spend most of our time.
Not necessarily everybody, but you do. I'm going to have people visualize this. Everybody, if you're driving, you can't do this. But everybody else, sort of close your eyes. I'm going to give you a visual description of Uri's old kitchen. And whenever I would walk in, and whenever I'm visiting Uri's house, if you want to find Uri, he more often than not is going to be sitting at the, and he eats sort of incessantly, but he's there eating and reading and talking on his phone. He'll be on one side. There's sort of a setup counter. You walk into the room from either direction. It's like a feng shui. What you see in most kitchens is the stove or the table. The sink is in the middle of the kitchen, the old kitchen. But what you more often see than anything else in Uri's kitchen is Uri.
But Doug,
yes.
I'll tell you what I've done because you said old kitchen. You're right. It was an old kitchen. It's out, and I've got the most amazing, super modern Pogen Pol kitchen. Now you might never heard of Pogen Pol, but Pogen Pol are a German-based company, and they make unbelievable, sleek, minimalistic kitchens. And as a matter of fact, they just got the right not long ago to create a Porsche kitchen. Can you believe that? A Porsche kitchen.
A Porsche kitchen.
Porsche is in car.
Now giving, Porsche gives their name to kitchens, and you can imagine how sleek they look. But anyhow, kitchens are important because it is where the wife is most of the time. You eat, you nourish your body. And really, if you stop 100 people in Times Square in New York or downtown L.A., and you ask them, where do you spend most of the time? They'll tell you in the kitchen. And that's why most kitchens have television sets today and so on. So we created an incredible kitchen, and you're right, I feng shui'd it. I broke the wall between the conservatory and the old kitchen, so I'm looking out at the meadows now, at the river.
All right, so I'm trying to visualize this, and this we ought to have some pictures at urigeller.com to sort of explain what feng shui is and to have people understand. This is having not been there for a couple of years, but I'm so used to one of the things about Hannah, who is Uri's wife. She is very traditional. She loves to be in the kitchen, as Uri has suggested, and the two of them have their most meaningful conversations, I think, in the kitchen. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of deals, if not most of the deals, are made in the kitchen for Uri's various companies. But Hannah is one of these traditional people. Uri could easily have somebody come in and take care of the house. Hannah will not hear of it. Hannah likes to clean, wash the floor, vacuum. She does that, and she likes doing it.
Absolutely.
So very traditional, you know, sort of feel there.
And, Doug, talk about motivation and inspiration and well-being. It is now scientifically established that women or men who do housework, you know, hoover up the dust, clean the windows.
That's what they call it in England, hoovering up.
Longer, because it's rather a strenuous form of exercise.
So people who clean their own houses live longer. Is that that's your contention? You're going to try to sell
no
that?
No doubt in my mind, because it's an aerobic exercise.
Oh, absolutely it is. It's hard work.
It is very hard work. And once again, this is why women in the Far East who work their rice fields and carry those heavy loads on their heads.
But let me ask you this, Larry.
They have stronger hearts, stronger muscles, stronger lungs. And that's where many of the hundreds of millions of people worldwide today, you know, they eat junk food, they become fat, some of them are obese. It's just sickening to see what one can do to your body, where you should be educated and know that you have to take care of your body, mind, body, and soul, symbiosis. You have to harmonize your mind with your body. And every time I can, without being rude to people, first of all, I'm totally against smokers, so I tell them, you know, stop smoking. But then I try to preach them gently to eat the right way, to eat the right foods, and get some exercise.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Uri, what do you use around the house for cleaning chemicals? Do you just go to the store and buy the whatever chemical stuff is? Do you use something?
Or make your own, because you can do organic stuff.
We go to health food stores. And we buy those, you know, washing liquids that, you know, claim that they are good for the environment. So, but you know, Doug, talking about, you know, health, when I walk on the river, a lot of people stop and ask me, do you swim in the River Thames?
Yes.
And most people in England will tell you, no, it's dirty, it's so on.
Yeah.
But having said that, every, you know, 3 months, I see a group of people who are, they call themselves the Thames swimmers, and they just swim along the Thames, they pass my house, and if I happen to be out with Barney, I take my BlackBerry and I take a picture of them swimming in the Thames, and I tweet it worldwide. And just a few weeks ago, I called one that was swimming along the Thames, the banks of the River Thames by my house, and he kind of swam to the bank, and we had a chat. And he said to me that he's been doing this since he was a child, and whether there are good bacteria or bad bacteria in the river, the body can adapt. The body can get used to certain bacteria and bring up the resistance. The immune system works better for you. And this is why, you know, when you clean your hands with those hand sanitizers, maybe sometimes you overdo it. You've got to let your body get used to certain bacteria out there that are generally known.
The immune system that we have is based on our history. There were plenty of, I mean, think about this, the last 40 years or so, we've had this phenomenal focus on, or we've been germophobes, and people are getting sick, much sicker than they used to, because they have not allowed their children or themselves to be exposed to things. You know, you hear me talk about raw milk all the time because of my selling it at the farm, but in that are things that help build up your immune system, and that's what you need to be healthy and long-lasting. You must have a healthy immune system. And you don't do it, you don't get a healthy immune system by cleaning everything, the germs and all of the bugs away from you, because that's what that stuff gets into your system. But it's like the polio vaccine or any vaccine that gives you, in essence, the disease. You're given the disease to help protect you from getting the disease.
That's right. And you know, Doug, talking about the kitchen again, this Pogonpol kitchen that I have – has this very new material for a countertop. It's called Corian. And you can ask any doctor today, millions of women use those chopping boards, and they don't know how many of chopping boards made from wood or different materials can actually carry millions of different bacteria.
Yeah,
yep.
And you're unaware of this. So the reason I decided to go super modern in the kitchen is because when everything is sleek and sits white, you see dirt faster, you clean it, and to all of you who are listening who are kind of thinking or contemplating in selling your house or buying a new house, the first place that a person who is interested in selling or buying a house, you have to focus on the kitchen.
Yep.
Because if the kitchen has a wow factor, then it brings up the value of your house.
And you can also tell, though, I think, I'm thinking about my house, and when I redid the house, I didn't make the kitchen area any bigger, but the kitchen area is, that's where you fix the food. You don't eat it in the kitchen area. We have several, actually three different places, four different places maybe in the house where you can go eat. But the kitchen is just for cooking, for preparing, cooking, and serving and cleaning up, but not for actually eating.
Well, not anymore, Doug, because open kitchens are made in America. That's a word invented in America. You have an open living room,
yeah.
And so socially, you socialize right there. The wife cooks the dinner, and you sit there in the living room, and it's an open plan. So this open plan really took off, I would say, in the 60s and 70s, in the 80s. And then house prices went up, and they went down. So an open plan, I believe, is a great way of, you know, socializing and getting the family glued together. That's very important. That I think it's very important for families to eat together. And I think all of you will agree with me.
Yeah, I think there's a tone that's set by at least having one meal a day. I did not grow up in a family where we ate together more than once a week, and that may have been rare. The three of us, the three children, ate together. Richie, you grew up in a family that probably ate together with some regularity.
My dad worked a lot of nights, but my mom and my brothers and my dad on the nights he was home, sure.
How about you? Jennifer, you didn't eat with the family much at all, right?
Well, there was a difference. I stayed at my grandparents' a lot, and it was always a proper sit-down, we eat together kind of situation. Yeah. So when I was with them, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, 95% of all houses are built in such a way that from the kitchen, there is a door that leads straight into the dining room.
But you know what? I can remember when I've been on the air over at your house, some of my most cherished moments would be actually when we were getting off the air, and Shippy and Hannah and you and I would be in there, or we'd have, whether it was lunch or sometimes late break. I just enjoyed that camaraderie there. So
that's right.
It really is. And I get what you're talking about. Maybe more because of the way you grew up. It was more important, even when the kids were there. It was always kind of everybody congregated in the kitchen.
Well, so, I never thought we were going to talk about kitchens today, but we have, and I think that also has a very major positive side. So
if you're not happy in the kitchen, you got to be happy in the kitchen. And one of the ways of doing it is to build an atmosphere where it's welcoming. And that's, you're all about motivating people, and you start at home. Why wouldn't you start at home? Think about what it is at home that you like about your home. And you don't have to rebuild everything. You can fix things the way you like. Use some intuition, as Uri suggests. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The Soldiers Chorus and the Boston Pops performing a patriotic sing-along medley from last night's Pops Fireworks Special honoring our country on the 4th of July. This is kind of a neat way, Craig and I received to celebrate a little bit musically.
Let the pilgrims ride from every mountain side.
Okay.
Okay.
Or not.
Richie.
You're doing a great job.
Spacious skies for amber waves of grain. For beautiful mountains.
I gotta remember this. It's been a long time since then.
Here, I'll just drown you out. Not bad, Dudley.
That was nice.
Props. Props for you and the Pops.
Down riding on a pony. The medal in his hat and called it macaroni.
I never understood this.
All right, let's move over to the song from the other show, the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show. Here are Annika Rose and Karen Olivo. I don't know who either of them are. Performing a bilingual duet called Gift of Light. Yesterday also is the anniversary of 135th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty being put up.
Question, why is this bilingual?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's, that's where we are.
Independence Day.
Right.
Do you want to not listen to it?
Just checking.
Okay, you know what? I'm with you. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, definitely.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Next.
So more people watch the Boston Pops firework in the PBS.
I was talking to our friend yesterday.
Politically correct.
She is Armenian, and when her grandparents came here, they changed their name to Johnson. I was like, how'd you get your last name Johnson? She's like, when they came over to the Statue of Liberty, they changed their name to Johnson.
Johnsonian.
But she's like, the joke was on them because they still talk with a thick accent.
Yeah,
so,
right, exactly.
But yeah, they went out of their way to try and get rid of that accent and change their name.
And fit in.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. The last thing
you'll assimilate
has to do with our favorite focus when it comes to singing the national anthem, Banner. Now, some of you pull out your hair, yell and scream at the radio, want to throw things at me, but this is about getting it right. So we've taken
this is your
10.
OCD.
This is my thing. Mm-hmm. We've taken 10 different songs sung yesterday. 10 different versions of the national anthem. Let's see if the performers get to the right. But we've queued them all up.
These
are
all from you. Some are from yesterday. Some are just classics.
Who's the first one?
Now, are we going to play a game to guess who did this right?
No.
No. Well, I'll tell you who did it. I'll tell you. Here's Aretha.
Okay, so that's bad. Aretha gets an X. Next. Who's
all
next?
Right, so let's do, who is this?
Say, does that star-spangled banner?
That's correct. Yeah. Who's that?
I'm not sure.
Cher. Okay,
here's Cher, Whitney Houston.
She gets a check mark. Who's next?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner.
Nope, X. No good.
I'm pretty good so far.
Faith Hill.
Who's this? Faith Hill, okay.
She'll do it right.
Yep, she does it right. Who's next? We can keep going.
Seal.
Ricky, right? Who's this?
Seal.
Not right.
The cast
next.
Of Glee.
Glee. Yep. They get her. Plus,
and
next.
This is Jennifer.
Singing in a can.
Yeah.
She gets it right, but it's terrible. What's
she
next?
She got it right. All right, and then the last one is, I don't know who this is. Let me see. Oh, no, we did this one. It's Cowboy Crush.
That star-spangled banner.
Oh,
yeah.
No good. So let's see.
Did
one,
see
two,
Jordan
Sparks did? Three, four, five. Half of them got it right. Half of them got it wrong. Jordan Sparks we had on last week. She did okay, I think, didn't she?
We'll just see if she did it right.
Yeah.
I think she did okay.
You gave her the lecture.
All right. It's 29 after on Good Day.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. And more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with salsas, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz 57.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to another great American day, as portrayed by your friends Rich McFadden.
And to celebrate, we're going to speak Spanish for the rest of the show.
That really, as I looked at that and we started to play it, for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, there was something at the Macy's Day Parade last night. And it just
they had
so wrinkles me.
They had a song that was sang bilingually.
Sung
to celebrate the 135th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty. And then we all started to go,
huh?
Wait a minute, they're celebrating the Statue of Liberty. Why would they sing it in two different languages?
It should be in French and English if it's going to be in
English. Yeah, if anything, right. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. The French gave us...
Well, maybe it was. Did we listen to it long enough to decide what the other language was?
Shut it off. Duh.
The joke could be on us. But you might want to check that out, Richie, a little bit.
Let me look. Hold on.
Let us know. Meanwhile, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com focuses on the New York City Police Department that confiscated $25,000 worth of illegal fireworks. If you want to see what they did with them, it is very instructive and actually... quite entertaining. The New York City Police Department confiscates $25,000 worth of illegal fireworks, and then you can see what they did with them by looking in the video box at DougStephan.com. Richie, I can tell the way his mind works. He's gone. I can hear the computer.
Oh, man. Uri was just here, and I forgot.
What?
Last night, we're sitting out in my buddy's court, and, you know, the neighbor's letting off all of the fireworks and everything. And, you know, that all finishes up. Everybody cleans up.
Hold on just a second. You live in a development that's pretty populated. How do you find a place to... Where is there a place to light off the fireworks?
Safely.
I can't imagine,
Mr. McFadden,
your house, how that could happen around there.
Did you notice we didn't do it on my street. We went over to a friend's house, but it's the same thing. Did you notice the court across from my house?
I noticed about 4 feet of snow when I was at your house.
That's what I noticed
at your house.
Across the street from my house, there's a big court. Court. And if you set them off in the middle, you're pretty safe.
Right.
Some will go into the trees, but it's not good. But anyway. After the fireworks show, you know, we clean up all of the stuff and everything, and we look up in the sky, we're like, what's that orange light? And we thought it was an airplane, but the light was like a glowing orange, like fire.
Yeah.
Ooh, like an alien.
And it's moving forward like an airplane, but not really like an airplane. And then after about 60 to 90 seconds, just poof.
Gone.
Just kind of burned
what
up.
What was it?
And our friend Lisa, she was like, did you see the sparks coming off of the tail of it? And it was like an orange ball.
Uh-huh.
And none of us...
Was this during the day? Was it the sun?
No. This was...
just checking.
It was 10 o'clock at night. My buddy Joe went in to get his camera because he's got a high-def video camera.
So do you think it was an alien?
I don't know what it was. It was moving forward like an airplane, but it didn't have a rapid speed. And
did you,
it just kind of like
did
went
you check out the what the New York police did with all those fireworks?
I'm watching it right now.
Video of the day at DougStephan.com. Also on the website, you see all these various boxes that are aimed at helping you make your life better. Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes, for example, today.
Oh, there this is awesome.
Isn't it, though? There's at Dr. Ken's Daily Dose, information about your drinking water and how using just water, drinking water instead of some of the sugary drinks can save you in oh so many ways. Also, meditation. This is not something you'd expect from Dr. Ken. From Uri, yep. From Michael McMaster, yep. From Jay Kumar, yep. From Ken Kronhaus, nope.
Nope.
However, because he is one who believes in evidence, evidently evidence has shown that meditation can cut the number of heart attacks by as much as 50%, people who are using meditation.
Wow.
I believe it, because you're relaxing. Your body, your blood pressure.
Yep.
You and I have both been to Dr. Ken's office.
Yes, that's true.
And you know the little waiting room that he has before you're about to go into the big
couple
of million-dollar machine?
Yeah.
It's like this little feng shui room with like these very nice couches and very soft colors on the wall and very light music.
Take a little nap.
He totally gets you in the mood to be relaxed.
Right. And then it's time for the prostate exam.
Then we're going to tell you what's wrong with you.
So Michael has examined the bilingual song and says he believes it's Spanish. He's like, I think so.
Yeah, never mind.
Hold on. We have to play the video of the day for at least 10 seconds.
I didn't think there was any audio with it.
Sure there is. Sure.
There is?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, they just pile it up and it's just... Very huge pile, and just light the whole thing. It's just fireworks going nuts.
Yeah.
I want to go to this next year.
Actually, we had at DougStephan.com yesterday, it's still posted there, headlines from today's show, how to photograph. A lot of people wanted to know how, because when it's too, big sparklers and things, they go up in the air. How do you get them captured on today's cameras? And so you can learn how to do that at DougStephan.com as well. The big gossip story of the day is whether or not Maria Shriver will take the $15 million she's been offered as an advance for a tell-all book. You think she should take it?
I do it for her. I'll tell her.
510-8255. Yeah. You can tell the story. That's a lot of dough. Also in the gossip department today, I don't understand. I'm not in the mainstream on this at all. I think WikiLeaks has done the right thing by outing as many secrets as they have. I don't like secrets. I don't think they have any place in government for the most part. But the smear, is that the right way to pronounce it? Smear campaign.
Smear.
That has been focused on Private Bradley Manning. The latest trip, as far as what the Army is saying about him, they've started a rumor on Facebook that while he was stationed in Iraq, he contacted a counselor about changing his gender. The reason he leaked all of these things is that he was unstable. And the way they prove he was unstable is to show you that he went to this counselor, and the counselor writes in his notes that you being Private Manning, uncomfortable with your sexuality. He felt he was a female, so he wanted to have the surgery. Now, how do you think that goes over in the don't ask, don't tell world of the service? And it seems to me... that if you go back and look, didn't I read something about he sort of was out online as being gay, wasn't he?
I never heard that, but I never really looked into him that much.
Well, what they're trying to do, and this is what's shameful about this, I think it's shameful anyway, that they're trying to discredit him in all sorts of ways. He was gay. Why was he in the service under Don't Ask, Don't Tell? He wanted to have a
Why
sex
do they need
operation.
To discredit him? He's pretty much, it's not like there's any question
well,
about what he
not,
did.
He
or,
did, he said, you know, he did all of the things that he hasn't denied any of it.
Yeah, why would you
I
need to discredit him?
Yeah, the only discredit here belongs to the government that would give this guy who's a private access. They manage it that poorly that this guy would have access to all this information.
Yep.
Why would a, what is he, 19 years old?
I don't know.
Why is a 19-year-old private in the Army have access to every single secret and he just passes them along to WikiLeaks? How is he a traitor? I know a lot of you really throw things.
What do you mean? How is he a traitor? He gave them all of the information that he wasn't supposed to give.
Right. Why? What's wrong with it? But what in the information that he's given? What is there in any of the information?
It doesn't matter whether it was. You know, you can have a debate about whether WikiLeaks should have published it, but he definitely, without a doubt, knew that he was breaking the rules by giving the information away.
Uh-huh. All right. So here's the Secret Service coming to Fox today. Breaking news. Yeah, hackers took control of the Twitter feed, announced the assassination of the president. The Fox
I heard about this.
Twitter feed. So you don't think the Secret Service is going to be all over this? All over.
Did they find out anything else about who did it?
No, actually, I'm just looking at some of the things they've said. I don't even want to say some of these things on the air that they wrote. I mean, go to you can read it anyway because it's all now gone viral.
Are these those hackers that have been wreaking havoc over the past couple of months?
Same bunch.
Did you hear that another hacker group?
They're called the Script Kiddies.
Yeah, another hacker group apparently found out who that hacker group was and hacked them and gave their names over to the authorities.
Yeah, right. That's okay.
Is that awesome?
I mean, I think that's fair game. But I don't. You know what? We may not like some of the things that are being done by this president or the last president or whatever, but this stuff is sad, sick stuff. It really is. It bothers me to see this kind of stuff. We wish Joe Biden the best of luck as our new president. Oy. Nah. Okay, now that I've upset myself.
Yeah.
Is that what they wrote? We wish Joe Biden the best of luck?
That is I mean, there's
Who
a lot of
Who would write that
stuff.
After the assassination of a president? Oh, my gosh.
These people are... Why does that stuff take its toll on me? Like, I mean,
I don't
it really
know.
Does.
Breathe.
Move along. Next.
Yeah.
All right. you know what? Walter Cronkite used to say the best way to move to transition from one thing that may not have been too good to something that's better is to have a good commercial. So here, I defer to you, Richie, in the good commercial department. Before we get to Dr. Ken and his daily dose of important medical information on Good Day.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program proudly presents Dr. Ken Prevents.
Presents.
That might be a better way of putting it, Ken. You're right.
Prevents. I just got that.
Let's take this over again.
You're funny.
13. You think I'm funny, Richie?
Yeah.
Okay. You funny guy, Doug Steffen.
Funny guy.
You funny.
Funny guy. Okay. Don't get too carried away. We were just talking about you and did you hear us talking about you a minute ago?
My waiting room.
In the waiting room.
The reception area. Right.
Sounds nice. I'm going to come there for an
hour. It's very relaxing.
Very good.
Very relaxing.
Let's try this. Take two. 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here. He is a trained medical scientist. We're talking about all kinds of things that require proof. And Ken is the guy who likes to see the proof. So we'll get to some of the things that he's seen and read that have been proven in the various articles that appear in the archives and the journals of medicine, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, something that has been proven, the goodness that comes about as a result of your using the Salon Pause, this patch, I'm looking for something different and more powerful than patch. But it's a pain fighting, it's a proven pain patch. To fight the pain that you get from exercising, if you like to go to the gym, that sort of thing, or maybe you do the same repetitive motions at work all the time. There's something, this is so easy, it's so simple, it's so good, it is something that you use and you don't get grease all over. I mean, it just makes so much sense, Ken.
Comes in two varieties, the arthritis patch, the pain-relieving patch, and it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain patch. It works, it's safe, it won't upset your stomach. I strongly recommend it.
As a special offer to you folks, you can get a free sample of Salon Pause and a valuable coupon by going to drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. It is recommended by doctors like Dr. Ken. You need to check it out at Dr. Ken Show or DougSteffen.com. So we have more on autism. This is a discussion that we often have here because you and I don't agree necessarily on what the tenets of it are, how it gets started and stuff. What's the new info, Ken?
Well, just the facts, ma'am. This is out of the archives of general psychiatry, just out that environmental factors, Doug, may play a greater role in autism than previously thought. They did two studies that were published, fraternal twins that only share half the genes, unlike identical twins, a lot of autism in fraternal twins, and also mothers of children with autism were twice as likely to have been prescribed a common antidepressant during the year before their pregnancy than mothers of healthy children. It appears that something, drugs, chemicals, or infections are going on to increase the risk of autism in kids that are genetically predisposed.
Overweight men have a bad sperm count. Why does this not surprise any of us?
Yeah, exactly. Annual conference of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology, another good reason to get down to ideal body weight. Your actual sperm count is just lower. So men and women who are obese are less fertile, Doug.
Less fertile. Pfizer's quit smoking drug is a problem.
This is really a downer. Canadian Medical Association, we broadcasted 2 weeks ago that men and women who have had a heart attack in the past were at increased risk of a second heart attack with Chantix. Now a study just out showing that all of us are at increased likelihood of having heart trouble if we use Chantix. It was a 72% higher risk of getting a heart problem if you'd use Chantix.
GC GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Some of you say this is one of your favorite parts of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Movie Moments. Start with movie music, and then Chuck Curry here. Total box office returns for the weekend. His review of Transformers, which you can get also, by the way, by going, if you click on Chuck's picture at DougSteffen.com contributors box, you'll go to his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, and read his insight into the movies that he's seen. And he studies all about video and DVDs, anything that moves. Actually, Chucker, you might be able to help me. We're thinking about starting a Saturday night movie night on the farm, outside, using the barn, putting up a... Yeah, and I don't know the best systems. Do you know anything about that stuff? Or
I sent you the information.
I know, but I'm looking for Chuck to see if he has it.
Okay.
I know you did, Richie.
Yeah,
thank you.
You get a Blu-ray player, you get a 1080 HD projector, which will probably cost you anywhere between... 800, and if you can go as high as, you know, in the thousands, and then you get a portable big screen, which probably
like $300.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can you find it used anywhere?
Yeah, probably. You probably could. Yeah.
Craigslist.
Right. Richie, that's your job.
No, I already did it. Go look at the email I sent you last week. My job's done. Beat it.
Don't you love how we get along while the boys are together again? All right, so Chucker gives us the countdown. First, though, let's get to our movie contest. This is a neat movie. It goes back to 1971, and you're going to be shocked that this is 40 years old. Number one movie during this week, 40 years ago. Here's the first audio clip.
Hurry, please. We have so much time and so little to see. Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
800.
Okay, so I know who it is.
510-8255. Are you sure you know who that is?
I think.
Play the next. Chuck, do you know this yet?
I do not.
He right, here stinks, we go. Right? He has body odor from what we understand.
No.
Oh.
Nope. Next.
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Hmm. Oh, this is easy.
Is it?
That makes
sense.
Yeah. Richie's out to left.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. 800, you always try to get him, so if you don't get him, it's good. We cheer for the other team members.
Sure.
800 510-8255. Never won before in Movie Moments. Know this movie. Call us now. Win the prize. Last clip.
It states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void. I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc. Fax mentis incendium gloria calcum, etc., etc. Memo bis puniter delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
I think I know.
That's Glenn Beck, isn't it?
This movie was redone, what, 10
yes.
years ago?
No, less than that.
And an inferior product, too.
Yeah, it was terrible. Didn't work. Well, Burton and this being together with, what's his face? Didn't work in that character. But the first one did. Okay, so name that movie, and you'll be all set for fame and fortune. 800-510-8255. Not that much fame. Well, maybe some fame. I don't know about fortune. Chucker. How did things turn out? Transformer number one, 90, what, 100? How much money did it take in this
game? Well, for Transformers Dark of the Moon, which is the third installment in the very successful Transformer franchise, did $181 million since opening on Tuesday.
In America or around the world?
No, in the United States and Canada.
Wow.
It's doing gangbuster business overseas. It seems that overseas they seem to love 3D. Believe it or not, Pirates of the Caribbean 4 in the United States has done a little over $200 million, but almost $800 million overseas.
Think it'll be another one of those?
Wow. there'll be another one.
Wow.
In terms of Transformers, it's not as entertaining as the first one, but it's a lot better than the second.
What do you do with all that stuff? I mean, how is just all a bunch of monster machines, right?
Pretty much so. The story is a complete mess, Shia LaBeouf, I thought, was pretty good. The girl who replaced Megan Fox, Rose Huntington Whiteley, that's her name, she's never going to be accused of being an actress, but I must say she's quite appealing in the movie. I was surprised.
Appealing because she's some kind of a model. Isn't she a swimsuit model or poster model or something?
The camera likes her.
All right, give us the other things before we run out of time.
Cause 2 plays second, $32 million in business. Bad Teacher plays third, $17.6, $63 million in two weeks. The Tom Hanks film, Larry Crown, basically bombed, just $15 million in business in four days. That's surprisingly weak.
It
and
is.
Super 8 round out the...
All right, Dave, what's the name of the movie?
Young Frankenstein.
You got the right actor, not the right movie, though. Hector is in Orlando. What's the name of the movie, Hector?
Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory.
That is correct. Yay. With the Gene, what's his last name?
Hackman.
No, Wilder.
Wilder.